You know, it's Pittsburgh week. We're going to need to be at our best here on Thursday night.
Welcome to Gillette Stadium here in Foxborough for this 2015 preseason finale. The Pats do open the defense if they're tighter. There will be a Brady, and there will be a Banner.
Fantastic night here at Gillette Stadium as the team was just led onto the field by their quarterback, number 12, Tom Brady.
Got all the players back today for start training camp.
It's just an honor to get this ring.
I'll cherish this forever. I will.
Right now we're in a long step-by-step process as we head into the beginning of the 2015 season.
It was good to get back, man. It was like a first day of school, so it was good to come back and see everybody.
Thank you, fans!
Yo, that's the Lombardi Trophy. That's ours. We're taking that home. That's what we do this for.
And the New England Patriots are on to a celebration. A fourth Lombardi Trophy is headed to one Patriot play.
It's obviously a dream come true.
Since unbridled joy reigned from Pittsfield to Presque Isle, Portsmouth to Providence. Now in 25 hours, the New England Patriots will unveil their newest symbol of excellence, a coat of arms characteristic of champions, emblematic of excellence. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this live special edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton here at CBS Scene, where tomorrow night this place is going to be absolutely rocking with emotion. There's nothing like starting a season by raising a banner after bearing an offseason filled with turmoil. But defending champion is a title, not an entitlement. And Dan Roach tells us Bill Belichick made that very clear at the start of preseason.
Training camp opened 6 weeks ago, and it began with high expectations once again for Bill Belichick and his defending Super Bowl champions. The Free Tom Brady supporters were out in full force, but as camp progressed and the Pats got into their grinded-out practice preseason routine, there was still a cloud hanging over Brady and the team. The offense was inconsistent all preseason.
It's an interception by Tillman.
And there were injuries.
So they're bringing the card out. This is not good.
There were some plays that stood out.
Touchdown, New England!
And there were also players we didn't see much of at all this preseason.
Tom Brady scores his biggest win before the start of the season. His suspension overturned by a federal judge.
Here's our first look at Tom Brady since his huge court victory today.
But the tide seemingly turned last Thursday when Tom Brady's four-game suspension was vacated by Judge Richard Berman. And finally, Patriots fans were ready to rejoice and focus in on the 2015 season. As for Brady, he was relieved the seven-month process was over and ready to move on.
I'll be excited to run out there Thursday night. It's obviously been a long 7 months for everybody. You know, I've had so much support with my family that's, through all this. And for the last 20 years, I've been playing football this time of year, and it feels good to be able to do that again.
It's on to Pittsburgh for Brady and the Patriots as the two teams square off on Thursday night in the opening game of the 2015 NFL season, a game that will now include a ceremony where the Pats will unfurl their fourth Super Bowl championship banner.
This will be my first time being out there, but, every opening game is fun, and then you talk about, going out there Thursday night being the only game on. I'm sure it'll be pretty live in there.
And finally, once the ceremony ends, it will be on to 2015, something Super Bowl 49 hero Malcolm Butler is actually looking forward to doing as he puts that one defining moment in the past.
I'm very excited to put that behind me and move forward and establish that I'm not just known for that one play.
Meanwhile, on the eve of the season opener for the Patriots, there is news today as center Brian Stork, who we haven't seen in the preseason, now we know why. He's been battling a concussion. He was placed on the injured reserve with a designation to return, which means that he can't begin practicing for 6 weeks and can't play until at least 8 weeks into this season. Precautionary indeed. So now we'll see who takes that center spot. It could be Josh Klein, Ryan Wendell, or David Andrews, the undrafted rookie free agent out of Georgia who was impressive throughout training camp. Steve?
All right, Danny, thank you very much. Here's a question I have. No Stork out for 8 weeks. That's a big haul. So how do the Patriots come together and regroup over that?
Yeah, Steve, he was so good last year for this team. We'll see if they can survive the first half of the season. They've got some veterans there. Yeah. Wendell is that key. We'll see if he gets placed in that middle. And then the trio of rookies have been tested so far. They played a lot in the preseason. Shaq Mason at left guard, Trey Jackson at right guard. So we may see Solder. Then we may see Josh Klein, a second-year player. And then Wendell in the middle to go with the rookie, Trey Jackson and Vollmer. So at least Brady has Vollmer and Solder. Those two guys are his anchors and his protectors on that offensive line.
All right, Danny, thank you very much. We are just getting rolling here on Patriots All Access coming up. Well, on the eve of the season opener, I should say, a look back at the first ever game played here at Gillette Stadium.
Fake. Looks, goes right. Christian Poirier. Touchdown. Patriots. Now scrambles to his left. Being chased. Oh, he's blasted to the ground.
Coming up on All Access.
Defensive lineman Chandler Jones helps preview the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ben Roethlisberger is a great player. It's hard to get him down.
And later, we'll bask in the afterglow one more time of the Patriots championship season.
Well, the Rams, the first one. Love it.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Christian Fourier here with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, this week's question. What 2015 player that wasn't on the roster last year will make a major contribution this year?
One guy that intrigues me that wasn't on the team last year that is now is Jabal Sheard. It's a guy with a high motor. He can do a lot of different things from that outside backer or defensive end position. And I believe he's the type of guy that when put in the right situation with the right type of coaching can really flourish.
Scott Chandler has been a force against the Patriots in the past. Now he joins forces with Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Interesting tandem in the red zone. They're both huge. They both can catch the ball. They both can get open. I'm saying Scott Chandler as a complimentary weapon, 8 touchdowns.
All right, Captain Obvious here, but I'm going to say the tight end Scott Chandler. This is a 2 tight end set, but now you actually have 2 guys that can stretch the field. Imagine, someone's going to have to double Gronk. Scott Chandler, wide open multiple times. Big impact player this year. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
We're coming to you live from CBS Scene for this special edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. Do your job. It is what it is. We are on to the next opponent. Bill Belichick's focus is absolutely legendary, but even he might even savor a bit of the pregame ceremony honoring his 2014 Patriots. Here's Scott Zolak with his conversation with the coach.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, I've talked to you multiple times since last year ended, and obviously with the type of year you had, your team played long into that offseason, and sometimes that's a disadvantage because some guys get dinged. You have certain guys with different injury situations. How hard has that made you preparing, you know, the length of time you had to get ready with some guys coming back from health issues?
Right, it's always challenging. We had, I think it was 12 players start the training camp, the opening of training camp on PUP, so we've whittled that down, and well, you know, it's always a challenge, but you know, it's good to start the off season late.
Talked to you about this last week, and you've made statements on it. You glad the decision is in, and now you know certainly who your quarterback is.
Yeah, we're on to Pittsburgh.
There you go. Pittsburgh Steelers come in. You've had this game circled. Obviously, you know who the opponent was going to be. When you watch them on tape, you know, it's not the old Steelers where it's tough defense, run the football, Jerome Bettis, Franco Harris. You got Big Ben, he throws for 5,000 yards. Is that just the way the league's going right now?
Yeah, well, you know, that's pretty much the way it's been when Ben's played us, you know, the last two or three times, thrown for over 400 yards and a bunch of touchdowns. And they've been a very explosive offensive football team with the quarterback, the receivers, you know, several guys back on the offensive line. So they're tight end. So they're an explosive offensive team, a little different than the Steelers in the 10, 15 years ago, but it's not that much different than what we've seen the last two or three times we've played them.
How much are they different defensively? It always seemed like they would lose guys, but they would plug and play and next guy in and they keep the system rolling. Is the system that much more different?
I think they've modified it a little bit, and of course it looks different without Polamalu running around out there. Yeah. I mean, he was a dynamic player on that defense, so it's definitely different without seeing Troy.
One of the more complete teams that you will play this year, talking offense, defensive, and obviously they're pretty explosive on special teams.
Very explosive in the kicking game, yeah. Brown's very dangerous, and you know, they have a lot of you know, good coverage players. They're dangerous in the return game, so they're a solid football team, as evidenced by their record and you know, winning their division last year.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Bonnie in Bellingham. It says, Thursday night, opening night, you're defending your championship. The banner's going to be dropped. Will you watch it? Will you look at it, or will you be doing some other job getting ready for the game?
Yeah, I don't even know what the pregame schedule is, but I don't really feel like we're defending anything. This is the 2015 season. What we earned last year, we earned. This year is a new year, and you know, we'll see what the story is that this team writes.
I like that answer right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots. Hashtag it, AskBB. You're going to be back with the Bellustrator later in the show. What are we going to look at?
Well, just, you know, offense, defense, special teams on the Steelers. As you said, they're a very complete team. They got a lot of weapons.
Steve, you heard it from the coach right there. 2014 was last year. That's the year they won the championship. And I've talked to Coach a lot throughout the preseason, travel with the team. We keep bringing up last year, yep. But last year is last year. It's imperative for him that his football team this year writes their own story. It's about this year, 2015. But this team deserves banner night. They deserve the dropping of that banner right here at Gillette Stadium.
And that will be here before you know it. But let's talk about the element of the unknown. What are there going to be any surprises with this team starting out the season?
There's going to be a ton of surprises. We haven't seen Julian Edelman. We haven't seen Rob Gronkowski. Yep. We haven't seen the pairings of Rob Gronkowski and Scott Chandler. I'm excited for that for the red zone. We have been talking about Deflategate this, Spygate the last two gates, two days, for whatever reason. That's unknown. I'm so ready to talk about a football game, to call a football game. This game is going to be won in the first five series. The team that adjusts the best off the field, because that element of the unknown, what they're going to throw at them from whatever Pittsburgh or whatever New England's been working on for the last 3 or 4 months.
And you wanted to bring up one name, Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown. He's the guy that makes the tick for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
Martavius Bryant is out. Marquise Pouncey is out. Also, Le'Veon Bell is out. Antonio Brown, if they're going to win the football game, meaning the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's got to have 11 or 12 catches tomorrow night. Get ready, Malcolm Butler. Sleep tight tonight, baby.
You're pumped and jacked.
Talking football, man. I'm ready to go. Let's talk about real football games now. That's why we're here.
That is why we're here. All right, Zoe, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. I'll be fired up tomorrow.
I know you will.
We take over this place, 98.5 Sports Hub tomorrow. Get ready for that.
All right, calm down, big fella. That's tomorrow.
That's how I roll.
Still to come on Patriots All Access. We'll take you inside the home of Robert Kraft, where the Patriots get their Super Bowl rings. And up next, my chat with Chandler Jones as we go one-on-one with the Patriots' big defensive end.
intercepted. Touchdown, Rodney Harrison. Gonna be hit, gonna be sacked. Intercepted, Rodney Harrison at the 20. He falls down, and that is it. The Patriots are gonna be Super Bowl champions again.
With the Patriots, it's not very difficult because you don't think about repeating. That's not the mentality here, because Bill always taught us that you're not defending anything. This is a new year, a new set of circumstances, new team members, so you're not defending anything. I think the mentality is get better day by day, and I think he's done a wonderful job of echoing that sentiment throughout the locker room and making sure guys understand that last year was last year and this year is completely different.
Super Bowl championships. We're back with Turf. It's your boys 4A and Zoe. It's Turf brought to you by our good friends at Gillette. Hey, opening night. I'm so excited, pumped up and jacked.
It's about time. It's football.
You know who's more jacked up? Rob Gronkowski. He hasn't played the whole preseason. But the Pittsburgh linebackers started running their mouth about jamming and disrupting timing. So what's a jam? Jam's when you
we talked about it during the preseason. You're trying to get this guy so he can't get a free release, and it screws up the timing for Tom Brady. So listen, I'm going to show you how to get a free release. You're the tackle. You need Vollmer, or assume he's on the right-hand side. Normally, Gronk is right here, right next to Vollmer. Easy way, the very first easiest way is just give yourself a little bit of space. You can still get in a three-point stance. It just doesn't allow that end or another linebacker to come jam you. Other way, pre-snap read, you see it. Tom gives you a motion. You come off the line of scrimmage, you motion in, and as you're motioning out, you would normally stop here. But instead, knowing that the jam is going to come, give yourself an extra 2 yards, and now you're free to release, and you adjust with your route based on what the call was in the huddle.
Okay, so now we're talking Gronkowski. So once this gets going and they start keying on him, he sets coverage. All coverage is based on Gronkowski. They got another guy on the other side in Chandler, Scott Chandler, 6'7", 6'8". Talk about going vertical down the red zone with this guy.
Wouldn't you love to throw a seam route? The big 6'7" guy, you know, even with your limited ability right then and there, I can catch that ball no matter how bad you throw it.
I'm so excited, man. You know why? Because it's banner night.
Let's go hang one.
Let's go hang a banner.
Wait for me.
On the eve of the season opener, this is a live edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. You know, it's so great to hear from Rodney Harrison. Defend and repeat. Those words aren't used around here. The only three players have had more sacks than Chandler Jones in his first 3 years as a Patriot. And keep in mind, Chandler Jones missed 6 games last year because of injury. Yeah, now starting in his fourth season with the Patriots, the defensive end out of Syracuse, well, he has a personality and an energy that's just tough to match.
Well, you got through training camp. You got through preseason. How excited are you and the rest of your teammates to start this season?
We are definitely excited to get going. We got an opportunity to play against the Saints, practice against the Saints in training camp. But, you know, we got live bullets now, and we're happy to go. We're ready to go.
You're going into your fourth year now. Tell me about the leadership role that you have to take. You're not a rookie anymore. Now you're taking the leadership role.
You know, going into my fourth year, I feel like you kind of just fall into being a leader. You know, there's a lot of situations that you see yourself in, and you've been through it before. You know, like, for instance, there was a situation in practice the other day where, you know, Trey Flowers, you know, he didn't shoot his hand right. And I said, hey, you know, you got to shoot your hand this way, you know. And that was my, I had the same problem my rookie year. So there's certain situations and certain scenarios that you see and you might have gone through it before. And that's how you can help out a younger guy.
First up on the docket, the Pittsburgh Steelers. What's it going to be like trying to tackle a quarterback that's just as big, if not bigger, than you are?
Ben Roethlisberger is a great player. He's a phenomenal player. He absorbs a lot of sacks. Like I said, it's hard to get him down. Right. I remember back when we played him in 2013, I had a shot at him. I had a clear shot at him. And I hit him square in the back, and he kind of stayed up. And I had to kind of drive my legs to get him down on the ground. So he's tough to take down, and that'll be a challenge for us for sure.
Opening night, banner night. Talk about the atmosphere. What does that do for a football player? What's it going to be like for you and the rest of your teammates on opening night?
I'm sure the atmosphere at Gillette Stadium is going to be phenomenal. The spirits are going to be high. I mean, it's all we've been talking about is dropping the banner. But to have an opportunity to go out there and put forth what we've been working on this whole training camp and just to show the Patriots Nation and everyone that what we're here for, and that's to win again. And that's what we're trying to do when we go out there, for sure, on Thursday.
Here we go again. Super Bowl, last year's Super Bowl, done. behind you, right?
Right. On to 2015.
On to 2015. All right, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Coming up on All Access.
What can Brown do for you? Bill Belichick explains on the Belastrator.
Just all he needs is a little bit of room, and he can take it outside, take it inside.
But first, we ring in the new football season with a look back at this spring's spectacular ring ceremony.
On three. One, two, three.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Welcome back to this live edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. Tomorrow night, it's a public celebration of the Patriots championship here at their home field at Gillette Stadium. But the most anticipated night for the players came at a private ceremony at the home of Robert Kraft. The All Access cameras were rolling when these football gladiators became Lord of the Rings.
On behalf of my entire family, I want to welcome you to my home.
What's up? Big dog Robbie G in the house.
Folklore of all the little kids and everyone here for that. You know that.
Yeah.
And the more you keep your feet on the ground, the more lovable you'll be.
Yeah.
We've done some special things together. Yeah.
I asked our chef to prepare a decadent dessert worthy of tonight's celebration. No, it's not carrot cake. But you'll be happy to know that it's caked with carrots.
This ring right here? This is what you play the game for.
I couldn't believe how big it was. I mean, it's, you know, Mr. Kraft did an incredible job. And his design of these things, and I think it really hit me then, like, you know, we're world champions.
It's just an honor to get this ring. It's just unbelievable, the looks, all the diamonds. It's just a blessing, no doubt about that. And just all the hard work and dedication, just all put in to get this, it's just unbelievable.
Everybody ready to open it? On three. One, two, three. Diamonds, and is the biggest Super Bowl ring ever made.
But man, once I opened that box, man, it was
And it was great. It was a great feeling. I was trying to hold my tears back. I held my tears back, but I was really emotional. But it was a great feeling to see the faces on my teammates and expressing the emotion they was letting out. It was great.
This ring is about the teamwork, the overcoming adversity, the challenges that were point in the season where you didn't think you could do it.
This is crazy.
I mean, I appreciate this with everything in me. You know, this organization is hands down the best I've ever been a part of.
Grandfather won Super Bowl IV. And I remember as a child putting his ring on and be able to spin it over my finger. And I can't wait for him to try mine on.
For a lot of reasons, we wanted to make this ring the most spectacular of all Super Bowl rings.
A lifetime full of work, and I mean, just look at it. Like, I mean, that's worth it.
If I jam this finger, he'll be okay, because I'm going to put that ice on it. You hear me?
And it's right there. Super Bowl champs.
I'll cherish this forever. I will.
I think this ring symbolizes what they did.
How awesome is that? The 44 diamonds outline the Patriots logo, symbolic of the four Lombardi trophies. Still ahead on Patriots All Access, the Bellustrator. And we'll look ahead to the Patriots' first opponent of the season, the Pittsburgh Steelers, as All Access continues in just a moment. To Patriots All Access presented by Geico. Beautiful night here at CBS Scene on the eve of the season opener. You know, with all-pro safety Troy Polamalu retired and Hall of Fame defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau having left, the Steelers, they have a new look on defense. Miranda Mason of Patriots.com has more on what the Patriots might expect from the Steelers. Miranda?
The Patriots enter Gillette Stadium tomorrow night tasked with one of the biggest challenges in professional football, to defend a Super Bowl championship. I'm Miranda Mason, and here's a look at your storylines. Two of the Patriots' biggest offensive weapons will make their debut tomorrow night. Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman didn't see a snap in the preseason, but both are expected to be the primary targets of Tom Brady tomorrow night. So the Patriots are set at wide receiver and tight end, but there's a big question mark at running back for both squads. The Patriots' LeGarrette Blount and the Steelers' Le'Veon Bell are both serving suspensions and are both inactive for the game. So who will emerge in the run game? And it goes without mentioning that as Big Ben goes, so go the Steelers. A reconstructed Patriots secondary will have a difficult challenge tomorrow night. That'll do it for your storylines. Now let's take a look at opponent news brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
Last season, Ben Roethlisberger threw for nearly 5,000 yards to lead the Steelers to the best offensive season in the Roethlisberger era. But even Big Ben says surviving the first game of the season in Gillette Stadium is a tall order.
It'll be hostile. You know, it'll be a great test, great challenge for our guys. Some young guys, you know, use that phrase, welcome to the NFL. It's going to be a heck of a welcome.
Is that work in your favor a little bit?
try to match it or overcome it?
I think the biggest thing is to go out and control your emotion, because there's going to be a lot of emotion flowing and the nerves will be flying around. Even guys like myself that have done it for a long time will be nervous. So it's how fast can you get rid of the jitters and the nerves and just play football.
Now let's join Scott Zolak and Coach Belichick. It's time for the Belistrator.
All right, Coach, as we talked about earlier in the show, pretty explosive special teams. What are we looking at here?
Well, this is Brown on punt returns, and he's a very dynamic player. They do a great job getting things started with the device out there on the gunners. You know, just all he needs is a little bit of room, and he can take it outside, take it inside. Here he reverses this field, does a nice job of setting up the blocks, and then... You know, it's all over.
So, you got to be aware of him picking spots, too, because it seems at times they'll kick it to him where he could fair catch it, but yet he returns it.
Absolutely, yeah. He'll bring it from, you know, inside the 10-yard line. But, again, inside, outside, reversing his field, he's dangerous all the way around. They move around quite a bit on offense, too. Obviously, a guy they want to get the ball to. He plays outside. Here he is in the slot. You know, it doesn't take Roethlisberger long to find him. He's a player that is strong right after the catch. Like we saw in the punt returns, also has got vertical speed and go up and get the ball. So he's a deep ball guy, catch and run guy, and a clutch guy for him on third down, red area possession type situations.
Okay, here we go defensively. Pretty good
right.
against the run.
You know, good experience in their secondary. This is Gay, number 22 here over on the offensive left side. Make it a real athletic play here on the ball. Interception on Ryan. Goes up and gets it. Returned a couple for touchdowns last year. Here's one of them where he picks up a little bit of blocking. Does some nice open field running. Get the ball in the end zone. So they're, you know, pretty experienced, you know, in the secondary, even though I have some new guys. But, you know, with Allen, Gay, Mitchell at safety, you know, Thomas, who played for him a little bit last year. They've got a good group of guys there that, along with their linebackers, pretty experienced overall on defense.
Plays like that flip a game quickly right there.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, they added Dupree, of course, to their front.
Gets the run.
You know, strong, as always. You know, here's, you know, in the playoff game, this is Shazier. They have very good athletic linebacker, Shazier. This is Timmons. Also, Spence gets in there, you know, ripping the ball out, getting a turnover, and gets to it on it there. You know, turnover-driven team that's very explosive on offense and in the kicking game. So we got a lot of work to do.
Well, I'm excited. Tomorrow's going to be here quickly. Coach, go beat Pittsburgh.
All right, thanks,
Zoe. All right.
Is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Bill Belichick's mantra. It's also the name of the documentary that gives Patriots fans the inside story of the 2014 Super Bowl season. It's on at 8 o'clock right after this show on NFL Network.
Last play of the game where they put four skill players in at guard and tackle.
Everybody but the center. Get the line out. Everybody but the center.
I've never seen this.
As an offensive staff, we went in there and we discussed the general idea of displacing some people using a four-man line.
And I said to Josh, look, if we split an eligible guy out and he's a legitimate receiver like Vereen, defensively, even though that guy is ineligible, it's going to be hard not to cover him just instinctively.
Do your job. Well, it's time now for our round table with the great Mike Reese from ESPN Boston. Glad to have you aboard. And Paul Perillo from the Patriots Football Weekly as well. But
no, great.
Hey, you're great. You're great. I'll give you that.
All right.
Hey, we got good news and bad news. Let's start with the good news first. Offensive
shoulder.
Line? Yeah, let's
absolutely.
Let's
you get your
that.
Left tackle sewn up before the start of the season. I think a good situation for both sides. A two-year extension, $20 plus million. Yep. $27 million if you want to count the tender offer that he had for this this year. So I don't think he's at the high end of left tackles, but at the same time, the term is a little bit shorter. So if Solder, you know, plays that out and plays well, he's in line to become a free agent again a couple years down the road. So
he's locked into 2017, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's a good situation to get that done. He doesn't go into a lame duck season. You don't have a free agent situation.
A quick add to that. Yep. Good offseason for Nate Solder. Yep. Team captain, contract extension, and Ron Burton Community Service Award.
Thank
winner.
You, Mike.
There you go.
That's why he's great.
Okay.
That's why he's great.
I'll try harder.
All right, the bad news.
All right, starting center Brian Stork lands on injured reserve, but with a designated to return. So what that means is he can't practice for the first 6 weeks of the season, can't play for the first 8 weeks of the season. So what do the Patriots do from here? The early indication that I hear is that it will be undrafted free agent David Andrews stepping in there. That can always change at the last minute. A lot of people might look at it, Steve, and say, why isn't it Ryan Wendell, the 7-year veteran? Something to consider. He had off-season shoulder surgery, yep, came off the physically unable to perform list on August 25th, only played in one preseason game, the finale against the Giants, and it was just 15 snaps. So there might be some consideration to a rotation or something where they split some snaps, but I'm told it's probably going to be Andrews, barring a late change right now.
All right, I'm going to bring up the D word, distractions, because there have been a ton of distractions in this offseason. How have the Patriots dealt with them, and are they ready to go? Have they put those aside, like Bill Belichick has told them to do? Are they ready to go for this one?
Well, no team does it better in that department, I think, than the Patriots, and if there's any team equipped to do it, it's Bill Belichick, and it's Tom Brady. We've seen him do it so many times in the past, whether it was Spygate so many years ago, or key injuries here or there. Next man up, do your job, all the cliches that they throw out there, they actually do it. I don't see them affected by this. This goes back to Belichick's days in Cleveland when he felt like the move really derailed his season, and he vowed then never to let something outside of football derail a football season, and I don't think he's done that.
I'll focus on Tom Brady and sort of the way he's had a re-entry sort of into the responsibilities that come with being the quarterback. The Facebook post on Friday night sort of gets him out there,
yeah,
and then Sunday, you know, the media availability,
right,
in New England, and then the conference call with Pittsburgh reporters. He sort of dipped his toe back into the water. How do you sort of get back to some semblance of normalcy, Steve, if you're Tom Brady and you've been at the center of the biggest story in the NFL over the last 7 months? We saw that sort of manifest itself this week.
How the Patriot goes is how Gronk goes, or maybe it's the other way around. How Gronk goes is how the Patriot goes. Gronk has not played at all in the preseason,
right,
but then again, he hasn't played since 2012 in the preseason. Is he going to be all right? He should be ready to rock and
to
roll.
To me, the difference this year and in the past couple of years is he's healthy.
Right.
The reason he didn't play in the preseasons the last couple of seasons is he's been dealing with significant injuries, the broken arm, the torn ACL, the back problems that he's had. This year, none of those.
But it's a rust off.
I think he's fine. I think that Bill Belichick talked about it earlier in the week. He's been worked really hard this preseason. Tight ends coach Brian Daboll worked him a ton. He's gotten a lot of reps on the field. He was out there every day, Mike, and we saw him. He was toying, absolutely toying, whether it was Devin McCourty, your big-time safety back there, or some undrafted rookie that was unfortunate enough to match up with him on that particular rep. He has been dominant. I am not worried about him knocking the rust off. And you are right, Steve. He is the key to the offense.
He said last year it took him till week five to sort of feel like he was back to where he was. Now, a different set of circumstances this year for him,
yep,
because he's not coming off injury, like Paul
right
said. But I do think there's some buildup that he needs to have. I don't think you can expect to see the Rob Gronkowski we saw at the end of last year in week one, week two. He'll need a little bit of a run-up from this viewpoint.
Well, let's look at Pittsburgh, because you start with Ben Roethlisberger, but I want to go to Antonio Brown. How do you stop this guy? And can Malcolm Butler match up with him?
I don't think they're going to even ask him to. I think they're going to put a number of bodies on him. I don't think that you can do that to a second-year guy, you know, a Division II undrafted free agent, and ask him to take maybe the most prolific pass catcher in the NFL right now in Antonio Brown. And the good news for the Patriots is Martavis Bryant, who's a home run hitter extraordinaire, is not going to be able to play. He's suspended. So that's one big weapon that the Steelers could use, who probably would be locked one-on-one with somebody elsewhere while all that attention is on Antonio Brown. I think that makes the job a little easier. Steve, you have to put bodies on him. You got to double and triple team him.
A quick story on Antonio Brown. When Devin McCourty was out at ESPN in July, he was ranking his top receivers
right
in the NFL, and he put Antonio Brown number one on the list. So it shows you the respect that Antonio Brown has among Patriots defensive backs. Also a good chance to just mention that the Patriots are a little thin at cornerback. Only four were on their active roster,
yep,
but today they added Justin Coleman, a rookie from the Seahawks practice squad.
Tells me Devin McCourty knew that the Steelers were number one on the schedule.
I got 10 seconds left. Win or lose tomorrow? Patriots.
Oh, absolutely win. 34-17.
I picked them to win 34-27.
All right, guys. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be absolutely rocking. Thank you very much.
Working hard to be great.
Yes. That'll do it for this edition of Patriots All Access. Thank you all for joining us. We hope you'll join us tomorrow night right after the game for the Patriots fifth quarter postgame show on my TV 38. It's the only place to see live coverage of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady's postgame press conferences. And starting next week, make sure you catch All Access every Friday night at 7 o'clock. For the hardworking crew behind the scenes, I'm Steve Burton. We'll see you next time on Patriots All Access.